Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve,
the glory
and the honor.
You're a miracle working.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. You want to declare it. Your name, your name, your name is
you reign in majesty. your presence.
Hey. What a mighty God we serve. He's a great and awesome God. And glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you. For you are the reason why I lift my hand. And why I lift my voice. And why I sing to you. Father, you are the reason I'm alive today. And I am here to say, it's all because of you. Hey, and you are the reason, you are the reason why I lift my voice.
Somebody,
why I sing to you. Father, I sing to you. And you are the reason.
Amen, amen. He is the reason. Glory to God. What is the reason we come together? What is the reason to live? Jesus Christ is the reason. There is no other that's any greater than anything than our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Welcome. Welcome all to the Lord's Hour. Praise God. Welcome in the chat room and by phone, by Skype, and Facebook, whatever way God makes the way. But we come together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Exciting time. We're living. Everything's pointing to his glorious coming. Things are coming together in the world very clearly from all the wicked darkness and sin to all the saber rattling to everything to how things are happening in the church and how God is intervening and hearing our prayers and how the trials and the testing like are increasing and that the warfare is ramping up. And yes, everything that the Lord said would be happening is happening. And how close are we? Could be very close by everything that's going on, especially when these nations are about ready to blow up each other. But I don't think that's going to happen until right when we're going or after the church is gone. But they're getting close. A lot of interesting things are happening. I don't know if you heard the new they call the head of the house, I can't think of his name, speaker, there he is, speaker of the house. He gave, he set the legislation off 3 days. 3 days off for some reason. And it's interesting that he's doing it right at the same time. We're getting ready to have the biggest NATO exercise since World War II. And all of it is pointing toward what to do with Russia and how to take care of Russia. And we have a gentleman that lives out near the West Coast, Pendleton, if you don't know, that is, I think, near San Diego, California. Big sprawled out military base of, I think, Marines and their air wing and all kinds of things there. But anyway, he goes on one of those back roads back in there to work. And he was looking out toward the water, and there's clusters of Navy ships, cluster of Navy ships off the coast in amount of 20, he said. And the other thing that he saw that was very strange and had probably not happened since World War II is there are air defense batteries, mobile air defense batteries along the roads or fences of Camp Pendleton or just outside or something like that. They're expecting something, brothers and sisters. They're expecting something, and these air defenses are pointing toward the ocean. So there is some of the confirmations, and clearly that all these kind of things are happening. Everything going on in Israel and all these nations, how they lining up, and when they keep pushing, you keep hearing, especially into the Arab two-state. Well, we know that's not going to happen by the word of God. You're not going to divide God's land. You're not going to divide his city until he does it himself with the earthquake when the two witnesses rise up. So very, very clear, major things or mighty things are happening. God's intervening. But for sure, a lot of stuff is going on. Well, glory to God that we can come together. And tonight, the Lord put on my heart to share that you be encouraged, that you're going to be encouraged through Jesus Christ. You're going to be encouraged through Jesus Christ, and that's the best way to be encouraged. And do we need it? Oh, yeah. Each and every one of us, we need it very much. So praise the name of the Lord that we have another day and that we can come here. Amen. Hope everybody's doing good. I know there's a lot of stuff going on everywhere, and that the Lord is with us through it all. And we take glory and praise to him, humbly before him. So let's go to Lord in prayer. Amen. That's right, Brother Andrew. Increase our foundation of faith. Amen to that. That means just keep our eyes on Jesus. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Oh, yeah, before I go to prayer, I was really moved. Oh, welcome back, sis. I hope you're feeling better. Welcome back. You know, today's scripture of the day from Bible Gateway was in Matthew 7, and it's verses 13 and 14 when Jesus is talking about straight. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. He starts it off that way. And then he goes on, but many, catch that word, many, they get on the broad way that leads to destruction and eternal loss. I like how the Amplified puts it, how serious it is. And then it goes back. He says that, and then he goes back to the other part. In the path to eternal life, everlasting life, is few find it. Few find it. So in the context of this scripture, you want to be the few and not the many. Oh, yes, we want many to come to Christ. And, you know, we see and we go, Lord have mercy, there's this, you know, showing the picture that many are on the road to destruction and eternal loss. Even though the gospel and Jesus and the Holy Spirit has shown up for the last 2,000 years. That tells you how strong a pull the flesh, and I would say a spirit behind it, is on mankind. And understand that it is nothing that you're, that there is a power behind the enemy. Jesus himself calls him the God of this world, little g. He calls him the prince of this world. But we know by we say, as you hear that, this is a temporal world. Christ is eternal. Heaven is eternal. He is much greater and more powerful. He is ruler of all, King of kings and Lord of lords, especially all that he did for us. But I thought that was very humbling. And understand that, yes, in that case, you want to be of the few. You find that path of life. And there's one way, and he's narrowed it down very clear. It's follow the path of life of Jesus Christ. Because you don't want any part of what's coming. We had a sister, one of the sisters at church had a very vivid dream about the tribulation and how it's going to be, and a vision, and very clear. And after I read her vision, then the Lord gave me something. I'm going to go ahead and share it, since the Lord tell me to share it. And it was a dream of I was coming into a room, and there was a young lady. I'd say she might have been in her 20s, something like that, sitting at a table, not much else in the room, no colors, all drab, gray, dark, no, seemed like any sign of like real life. And she had, you know, a black makeup, even black or, you know, not the great kind of lipstick on her lips, or like a deep purple or whatever, something, you know, that's macabre or whatever. And tears are coming in her eyes. And I'm standing there, and then over to her left is a demonic being. And the demonic being is moving his hands by her, and she's at the table. She can't move. You can't get away. And I'm sitting there, and as you can ask this, Brenda, many times I woke up calling on upon the name of Jesus. Well, sis, not really of which this a person went the wrong way. And she is of the many, I'm sad to say, but what the message was showing, this time is coming. And me, when I saw, I was praying, I was going to pray against this demonic being. And I was wanting, you know, have her free. And I prayed in the name of Jesus, and he looked at me and smiled and laughed. Because in that time, they did not have the power and authority in Jesus' name as we do. No. No, in that time, in faith, you call upon Jesus to be saved. And then, you know, it's the Lord that's going to be the ones delivering people and the angels and whatever else. But there'll be times when many of them will be caught, will be put in prison, and their heads will be chopped off. But the sad thing is, she went too far. She had the mark. That's what I sense the Spirit was saying. And what he was saying, this time's coming soon. And you need to be sharing the gospel and telling others what is coming. And need to be urgent. As it said in Jude about rescuing them, rescuing them as a fire is nipping at their heels and smoke. She had that in her dream, that she wanted to be praying for people and telling them that, you know, as they could see the fires of hell near their feet. That's how, you know, close and how evil and hell is rising. But it was sad. And what, you know, came out of the dream is Brenda grabbed me and said, buddy, wake up, because I was praying in the name of Jesus. And it wasn't happening because that was a different dispensation. And that's what the Lord was showing. You want to come to Jesus now, where you're able to stand and live, and you have the power and authority over the enemy. There they won't. It'll only be in what Christ does. But there will be many will have to face many hardships and things. And they would face, you know, the enemies. And I don't know all that, but I saw what I saw, that it's a different place. And I was in a different, like I said, I was just there as a witness of it, or, you know, part, and I was trying to do what I knew to do. And it wasn't there. In that time, it wasn't there. So it's going to be a different time. She was a lost soul, I guess, overall, sis. I don't know, she might have been a witch, but she looked like a lost soul, and she was lost forever. She was changing. I would say more, as it talks about, and I was sharing with Sister Brenda and some of the brothers, there's nowhere it really speaks of Satan as like an entity, as like a human or anything. He always is called a beast. He's a serpent. He's a dragon. You know, he's like a roaring lion. Never talks about him being like an entity, I guess angel of light, but other than that, time he's called like a beast, like a beast. And that's what's going to start happening to the people when they worship him and receive, I would say, whatever he does, it's going to be like a brand. You're going to be like his, own like cattle, Lord of mercy. But anyway, that was not a humble vision, and understand that time is coming. But praise God, we're still in the time of grace, and the message of salvation and life is here, and Jesus is easy to find. Just call upon his name, as Paul and Silas told the Philippian jailer, call upon the name of Jesus, and you will be saved. And when you look into that, what that means, you doing it from your heart, not from your lips. When you get to the place where you're desperate and you don't have no other answers, like everybody that came to Christ, desperate, nowhere else to turn, then you will come to the Lord. And you will come to the end of yourself. And I pray you do it before you see the church is gone, and that we could be here and change the instant, and everything will be sitting here silent. Nothing happening. You'll know that the rapture had come. We don't want anyone out there in that place. We want you coming with us, because that is all part of what Christ has done and made. When you believe in Jesus, born again by the Spirit, that you will have that wonderful day called the Day of Redemption, the final consequences of this flesh and our sin. It will be gone. We'll be changed in an instant, resurrected and glorified like our Savior. And that will complete the redemption of mankind. Amen. Praise God. So in it always, if God's showing something, he has a purpose and reason. And it is to say, come to my son Jesus now. This is desperate and urgent times. As I've told others, you're only one breath from eternity anyway. Everybody, you know, almost worried about this time that's coming. It's going to be a terrible time. But what's going to be more worse than anything like that is eternity in a place called the lake of fire or the second death. Lost, eternally lost? That's not good. Boy, you don't want that. I know that. That's past what we can really think. Anything about what does that compare to anything as we live in this life now? Lord have mercy. So anyway, with that, we'll go to prayer and share what should be happening in our lives for sure as believers. Father, we thank you and praise you. We humble ourselves and take heed what you reveal to us and apply it to our lives and share it to others that they need to get right with Jesus. This time's coming. This time is coming, this kind of stuff you would face. And the Lord doesn't want you there. He wants you to be flying away with him. Lord, I just thank you for this night. As we come together in the name of Jesus, we pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We pray for guidance and wisdom. Let us take heed to what you're saying to us, encouraging us tonight. As the body is tired, is weary, been beat up, had some tough times, trials and tests. But Lord, and all of it, We're learning that in our faith, that out of those we'll have testimonies, and that we'll grow, and we'll mature, and we'll endure as we understand who we trust in and believe in, that you have said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I am with you. I am with you by the power of the Holy Spirit or the presence of the Holy Spirit, and I will not leave you. I am coming to rescue you, as I read in 1 Thessalonians 1:10. It's very clear, and we're very grateful. We pray now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we give you this service and this time, and we pray we glorify you in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. Amen, brother, that's right. You're right, amen. But with faith in Jesus, we can overcome. Amen. Amen. Any hardships. That's right. That's right. Praise God. That is good. So, what we're going to do and start off in the worship and praise is Christ be magnified. Magnified in who he is and what he's done. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Your creation suddenly articulate with a thousand tongues lift one cry. His north to south and east to west, we hear Christ being magnified.
Thank you, Lord.
Where the whole world echoing his enemies, his name would burst from sky and sea, from rivers to the mountain top, we hear Christ be magnified.
Amen.
Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And every creature finds and molds the melody. Every hue and heart its native cry. Oh, they want in rapture hymn of praise. We sing Christ be magnified. Lift it high, Jesus. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes.
I won't bow down to idols. I stand strong and worship you. And if it puts me in the fire, I rejoice you're there too. I won't be formed by my feeling. Hold fast to what is true. The cross brings transformation. Then I'll be crucified with you. God, death is just a doorway into resurrection life. And if I join you in your suffering, then I join you when you rise. When you return in your glory with all the angel and the saints, my heart will be singing. My heart will be the same. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified, the author of my life. Christ be magnified in me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Christ be magnified in us, right? Christ be magnified in our life. Christ be magnified with all the believers around the world. As they keep trying to celebrate some kind of terrible way to live, we lift up the name of Jesus. He's victorious over all. And understand, it is not something to boast in. Something to put Christ on the cross? No. Not a smart thing at all to boast in. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. And praise God, we lift up the name of Jesus and lift him up high over anything and anything they celebrate in this world that is evil and wicked. Amen. All right, sis, glory to God. We are going to let you come and praise the Lord more with the wonderful songs he's put on your heart. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother. Glory.
Amen. Good. Amen. I'm glad you're okay and everything. Have you heard anything? Yeah. I know. I know kind of things can come on. That's for sure. Have you heard anything from Sister Connie?
No, she was.
Okay. We need to check on her.
She was here last week, right? She was there in Lord's Hour.
Yeah, she came in a little later. But I hadn't heard her much. She usually makes comments at my YouTube channel. I hadn't seen much of that, so I guess I need to try to reach out to her at Facebook. But anyway, praise God that we can come together. And she could come later. She came later, I think, last week. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it's summer. So maybe they could get somewhere.
You're right. And me and Sister Brenda, pretty tired. We've been busy the last couple of days doing the Feed My Sheep ministry where we serve brisket tacos and ribs and sandwiches.
We've been serving
the Lord. But it's been good. It's been an opportunity to connect with the community and telling the people that you need Jesus. But we pray for all of them, whatever. And there's many people going through many different things. It really is. That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah, that's why you have victory.
Amen. Testimonies is why we come here and celebrate. Yeah. You know, we thank God for who he is. But we thank him for what he's doing in our lives, even all that he's already done for us, and that he's doing even much more. So we come here to celebrate and worship him. Amen?
Amen. Yes. No matter what.
All right.
We have to worship him in gladness or in sorrow.
Yes.
We have to worship. Okay. Here it is.
All right. All right, sis.
Okay.
His faithful
nation, all of the earth, make straight the highway and path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing even so come, Lord Jesus come, even so come, Lord Jesus. There will be justice, all world in need, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon, like a bride waiting for a groom. Will be a church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, Jesus, so come, Lord Jesus, come. Jesus, so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. Lord, we wait, you're coming. Yes, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming. Like a bright way. We have not waited for long, really.
No, you're right. You're right, sis. I mean, in the scope of things, in God's eyes, it's like 7 days.
Yeah, like it seems in, I think, Peter,
yeah.
Like a thousand is like a day, one day,
yeah.
And 1 day is like a thousand of years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because there's no time, really, eternity. But I know that Pastor JD was talking and said, "Well, we're pretty well in day six. I mean, I mean, He said it would be like it's Friday or what, you know, stuff like that. He was making it about that it's based on a time that God has set, and that's the time that He's will strive.
Yes, true. Very true. It's His timing. It's His perfect timing.
Yes,
I just want Him to come now. But
that's the exciting thing, because in God's time, it's set that He will be dealing with man for 7,000 years, and we're the last 1,000 is with Christ, so we're very close to the end of this other
based on the
things that are happening with that He's going to deal with Israel again. So it's exciting for sure. All right, sis. Well, thank you. And we'll get back with you, and you'll have that other wonderful song. Wonderful song. You know, you're talking about singing the hymns, and the Lord started putting those sort of on our hearts, too. We sang I'll Fly Away the other day. And, when I'm singing I'll Fly Away, I don't always just say when we die, that we'll fly away. I'm saying now that when Jesus comes, we'll fly away.
We'll fly away. Either way, we'll fly away.
Amen. We will. We'll all. That's all right. Mm-hmm. All right, sis. We'll get back with you at the end.
Okay, brother. Okay.
We'll get in this encouraging message.
Amen. Then, okay.
Praise
God. Bye-bye. Bless you.
Amen, brother. You're right. But a breath compared to eternity? Oh, yeah, you're right. Wow. That's powerful, brother. That is powerful. Woo. But a breath compared to eternity. You're right. And, you know, Brother Andrew, you know what the Lord has told me. You know, we're all one breath from eternity. And He holds our lives in His hand. People don't even realize the ones that, you know, living without Christ, it's by the grace of God they're living and breathing. That's how much, you know, love He has for His created children. But He wants more. He wants the best for people. And the best is faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit. And then you have breath forever. Amen. Breath forever. All right. Well, praise God. Now, we'll let Sis Jeanette get back in, and we'll get back in. We'll get into the message. You know, I was seeking, and nothing really was, message was coming, and I was, you know, praying and seeking, and I could tell you another, I can give you another tidbit about why we're at where we're at. The Lord said, you have enough. You have enough of the words and messages that people will know that I am the King, that I am the Savior, and they need me. And that now we're just going through the messages that I have downloaded as God leads, because enough. He said the time, all right, thank you, sis. The time is short, and that the message, there's been many different kind of messages from the Word of God that are clearly can lead people to Christ. Now, is that when I go into these messages, I usually predict them, you know, there's something else God showed. So there could be something new in some of these messages. But He says the time is that short. It's powerful. I thought it was powerful what the Lord said. And glory to God. So the title of the message tonight, be encouraged through Jesus Christ. Because, see, that's the only way you will. Everything else won't. You might think it does, but the encouragement you get from Christ is a lasting, everlasting, eternal. Amen. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love flows from the throne of God to us from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me say that again, and does this encourage you? Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love flows from the throne of God to us, from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, praise God. What an awesome God we love and serve. Amen. For such a time as this, many of you need to be encouraged. I know by all we see and are going through, it seems like no end or no getting any better as we go. Amen. Amen, brother. We are totally reliant on God, and I always like to thank God even for my very breath every day. Amen. Amen. You're right, brother. Thank you. Good words. Well, there is an end to all that if
happening now and will keep happening until the end of time as we know it. Things will not get any better for this lost, dying world because of the nature of sin. How has it affected everything from the creation to the ideas and the ways of men and women? The true nature of the fallen man, we are seeing and experience some of it each and every day. Many things happening led by man and not God. Many things are happening, what? Led by man and not God. Those are not good. Now, he is God, and he is in control. But these things have to happen because his word says they will. Do you want to know the main reason they will? Because it is all truth, and his word will come to pass and is motivated by his love. You see, all of the world's as the world spins out of control, as all the natural disasters increase and intensify, as we see the governments in chaos, as we see all of man's ways to God are failing, as we see the kingdom of darkness led by lies and deception rising more, be encouraged through Jesus Christ, because that is the only way you can. Amen. Let's look. John 16, verse 33, the words of the Lord. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. That's what he brings. In the world you will have tribulation or trial and distressing and suffering. But be courageous. Be confident. Be undaunted. Be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished. My victory abiding. That means it's happening. It's in him. It's in all who believe and trust Jesus. Overcome the world. That means he has overcome the little g of this world. He has overcome the prince of this world. He's overcome his kingdom and darkness and sin and the nature of it. And all of us that had it, he took care of it at the cross. You don't have to keep it. It can go under the blood, and God forgets it and calls you not guilty and saved and give you his life. Thank you, Jesus. We can be encouraged because of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He has already faced all this that we are facing, and he overcame everything of our spiritual nature and flesh. Jesus says, be encouraged and filled with joy, even as we go through and face all we are facing, because he has overcome the world. Hallelujah. My conquest is accomplished. My victory abiding. Hallelujah. Amen. But the key and truth, is this real and personal for you? Now, that is a very important question. But the key and truth, is this real and personal for you? If you say yes, then be encouraged and be filled with joy. Amen? The one who has overcome the world and the sin of the world has promised us that he will come for us before it gets much worse. We have to endure in the strength of the Lord Jesus and not in ourselves or the ways of men. They will fail us and are failing us now. But Jesus has saved us and will rescue us as he has promised. Let us be encouraged tonight and trust him. Amen. So the definition of encouraged: to inspire with courage, to inspire with courage, spirit, or confidence.
That's what God gives us. That's what he said in, over here, John 16:33. What does it say? But be courageous. Amen. Be confident, undaunted, filled with joy. That's what the Lord is saying to us. And when he speaks it, we're able. Or he wouldn't say that to us. But he knows you're not doing it yourself. He knows the Holy Spirit in your life is going to make this happen. And it did for him. And then here's the example. They have a sentence example of this. His coach encouraged him throughout the marathon race to keep on running, to stimulate by assistant approval. This example gives us a clear word in revelation from the Lord Jesus, what he is doing for us right now through the Holy Spirit to keep running the race set before us because we are not alone. Be encouraged. Amen? Now, by the word of God about being encouraged. Amen? 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. Further, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him. Well, that's a way to get start a kingship, isn't it? For all of them were embittered, each man of his own sons and daughters. David, in this, what he's facing, listen to what David says. But David felt strengthened, encouraged in the Lord his God. That's where he turned. That's what we need to learn to turn. When King David was greatly distressed and facing even stoning in death or facing mocking or scoffing or persecution or prison like David, who should we run to and trust? Jesus Christ. Because he does this for each of us. For us each, anyway, for us each and every day. But David felt strengthened and encouraged in the Lord his God. Amen. And so should we. Proverbs 15, verse 4. A soothing tongue, speaking words that build up and encourage, is a tree of life. Because all the other words that try to, you know, come against you and put you down and say you're no good and you're like Brenda and others that, you know, didn't even feel like they were even accepted or wanted. So there's what the soothing tongue, speaking words to build up and encourage the tree of life. But a perversive tongue, speaking words that overwhelm and depress, crushes the spirit. You see the difference? We're supposed to be like Christ to encourage and not put down and bring depression on somebody. So to encourage one another is like a tree of life. Who is the life giver? Jesus Christ. And the mighty Holy Spirit. They encourage us all the time so we can encourage others too. Amen? The next two scriptures tell us that there is evil, wicked, and bad encouragement from Satan in the world. Did you know that? Bad encouragement from Satan in the world. Jeremiah 23:14 says, also, I have seen a horrible thing in the prophets of Jerusalem, the ones that are supposed to be representing God. They commit adultery and walk in lies. That don't sound like godly character. They encourage and strengthen the hands of the evildoers. That doesn't either. So that no one has turned back from his wickedness. Why? Look at the example. All of them have become like Sodom to me. Now, that's pretty bad when you start to understand what Sodom, a very perverted and wicked way of life, you're down you've gone way down the rabbit hole in that situation. And her inhabitants like Gomorrah. That's what God is calling. And with the prophet, the time of prophet Jeremiah, he's calling Jerusalem Sodom and Gomorrah. Even the men that are supposed to, or the folks to be lifting up the name of Almighty God. Lord of mercy. What do these false prophets and teachers do? Number one, they commit adultery and walk in lies. They encourage and strengthen the hands of evildoers. All of them have become Sodom to me. Number three. Number four, here in inhabitants like Gomorrah. Like Gomorrah. Amen. As we are seeing this in our world, are we seeing this in our world today? Yes, we are. In all areas, from religion to government. The last one, could the Lord God talking to us here in America? Here, inhabitants, the ones who live here represent by Lady Liberty in New York, like Gomorrah. We know what's happened to them. God of mercy, judgment is coming to this country and the whole world because of this kind of evil encouragement. Amen. Ezekiel 13, verse 22. Because of your disheartening, the righteous with falsehood, when I do not cause him grief, but have encouraged the wicked not to turn from his wicked way and preserve his life. Then hear this evil encouragement again, disheartened the righteous with falsehood. What else? But have encouraged the wicked turn from his wicked way and preserve his life. Let's see what God's word says about this now, the New Testament. Here's even the New Testament, what it says. Even the time of grace. But this is a very serious thing to God about misleading people with false doctrine and encourage them in the ways of men. 1 Corinthians 3. Through 17, hear the word of the Lord. Do you know not and understand that you, the church, are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells permanently in you and collectively and individually? A question. Now listen to what he says from this. Next, if anyone destroys the temple of God, how do they do it? Corrupting it with false doctrines. That's what will happen. God will destroy the destroyer. For the temple of God is holy, sacred, and that is what you are. You know, you're more magnificent and beautiful and God's masterwork than any cathedral or big church building with all the stained glass and, you know, the bell and the cross and all that on it. You are more magnificent and beautiful and God's masterpiece compared to any building in the world that's supposedly for worship. I would warn you, be very careful what you teach, preach, and encourage others to believe and do. Amen. Acts 4, verse 36. Now Joseph, a Levite and native of Cyprus, who was surnamed Barnabas by the prophets, which translated means son of encouragement. So we see here who Barnabas really was. He was Joseph and a native of Cyprus. The apostles gave him a name. You know, we give nicknames, but listen to what it means. Son of encouragement. Where do you think they got that idea of the name? The very name of one of the followers and servants of the Lord Jesus, his name means son of encouragement. This is shared with us to know how important encouragement is for us. Amen? Need it daily. Acts 9, verse 31. So the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed peace without persecution, being built up in wisdom, virtue, and faith, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort and encouragement of the Holy Spirit. It continued to grow in numbers. How did the true living church of Jesus Christ do this? Walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort and encouragement of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts 11, verses 22 through 24. The news of this reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and he saw the grace of God, he saw the grace of God moving in these people's lives that was bestowed on them, he rejoiced and began to encourage them all with an unwavering heart to stay true and devoted to the Lord. For Barnabas was a good man, privately and publicly. His godly character benefited both himself and others, and he was full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith in Jesus, through whom believers have everlasting life. And a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Hallelujah. Brought to the Lord. When they're brought to the Lord can save them by the power of the Holy Spirit. When he arrived and he saw the grace of God that was bestowed, given to them, Barnabas began to encourage them with all the unwavering and real heart to stay true and devoted to Jesus, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us learn from him and these of the early church as they faced hardship, persecution, and even death each and every day to encourage one another to keep going and trust in the Lord. Amen. Acts 15, verse 24 through 31. The apostles and the brothers who are the elders to the church, elders to the brothers and sisters who are from the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, Thessalia, greeting. Since we have heard that some of our men have troubled you with their teaching, causing distress and confusion, men to whom we gave no such orders or instructions. It has been decided by us, having met together, to select men and send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have sent Judas and Silas, who will report by the word of mouth the same thing that we decided in our meeting. And that is awesome. It looks like another Judas came, the one that was that loved Christ, did betray him, but serving him. Isn't that awesome? Seem good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to place on you any greater burden more than these essentials, that you abstain from being sacrificed to idols and by consuming blood, not a good thing to be doing, and from eating the meat of things that have been strangled and from sexual impurity. If you keep yourself from these things, you will do well. Farewell. So, when they were sent off, they went down to Antioch. And after assembling the congregation, they delivered the letter. And when they had read it, the people rejoiced greatly at the encouragement and comfort it brought them. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. God had broken down the barriers between Jew and Gentile. They never got along. The Jews called, you know, Gentiles, it's like dogs. The worst kind of dogs, mongrel dogs. This letter brought great joy and encouragement and comfort to these Gentile believers, because the head of the church in those days, James, appointed by God to do this, was saying, you are part of the true church of Christ, who you believe in and born again by the Holy Spirit too. Amen? Acts 16, verse 40. So they left the prison and went to Lydia's house, and when they had seen the brothers and sisters, they encouraged, comforted them, and left. What was the most important? They came to Lydia's house. The most important thing that Paul and Silas was doing is to the brothers and sisters in Christ, they encourage and comfort them. And they knew they were done, and they left. But you see what they did most important. So when Paul and Silas came from the prison to the other believers, what did they do? They encourage and comfort them, even after all they faced or was going through. Amen? We have to do the same thing, brothers and sisters, until Jesus comes for us. Amen? Romans 1, verse 12. That is, that we may be mutually encouraged and comforted by each other's faith, by yours and mine. Standing together. Amen, brothers and sisters. We need each other for such a time as this, even much more, as we live now by our faith in Christ. Amen. Romans 12, verse 8. For he who encourages in the act of encouragement, that means action, he who gives with generosity, he who lives with diligence, he who shows mercy in caring for others with cheerfulness. Part of the character and gifts of God through the Holy Spirit is to encourage others. Amen. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatever was written in early times was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures. So you wonder why many believers are not encouraged. Because they're not studying God's word. And it should be something you do daily, many different times of the day. We might have an overflow with confidence in his promises. See, you don't know God's word, or you don't know all the promises that are yes and amen for you, his children, if you do not study his word. You're actually starving. You need God's word. You need meat. You need milk. But you need Jesus, the living word. And he's expressed through the scriptures. The devil will do all he can to keep you from studying God's word. And he'll make it very hard for you to pray. But we've been called to press on. We've been called to follow Christ and get it done. We can't do it in our own strength. We call upon Jesus, ask for the Holy Spirit to help us and guide us and direct us and to teach us. Amen. So that through endurance and encouragement of scriptures empowered by the Holy Spirit brings hope and overflow with confidence in his promises to us. Amen. It really is really true. Romans 15:5. Now may the God who gives endurance and who supplies encouragement grant that you be of the same mind with one another according to Jesus Christ by the connection of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom and revelation we are given. Now may the God who gives what is to us who believe and trust in his Son for salvation, eternal life, endurance, to be able to endure all we're going through now as we live to serve him. Amen. What else? Who supplies encouragement to us too. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Who comforts and encourages us in every trouble so that we will be able to comfort and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. By God. By the power of the Holy Spirit. You don't have comfort in religion. You don't have encouragement. It just wears you out and makes you tired and weary. And the Lord says, come to me. Only with a relationship with the living God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, you can have encouragement, you can have comfort by the power of the Holy Spirit. This word says it clear. He, the Holy Spirit, who comforts and encourages us in every trouble or test or trial, we can encourage others that they can make it too. Amen? Encourage. Cheer on your brothers and sisters in Christ. Say, we can make it. Jesus is coming. We can make it. We are not facing all what we're going through in this life alone. We have the body of Christ. We have the believers. We have the church of the living God. We have our Savior. We have the mighty Holy Spirit. And we have a Father who loves us. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 5. For just as Christ's sufferings are ours in abundance. For just as Christ's sufferings are ours in abundance, as they overflow to his followers. So what Christ faced in the sufferings he went through, they overflowed to us. And as we're going through that, listen what else it says. So also our comfort, our reassurance, our encouragement, our consolation is abundant through Christ. It is truly more than enough to endure what we must. That's saying we can make it through because God gives us what we need. This is where we are right now, brothers and sisters. Christ's sufferings are ours in abundance and overflow to us as followers. We should not be surprised or cut off guard, but God also, as we face this, gives us a comfort and our encouragement and abundance through Christ, more than enough to endure what we must. Amen. Hallelujah. Great word of encouragement. Hebrews 10:23-25. See, that means take hold of. Hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is reliable, amen, and trustworthy and faithful to what? His word. And let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and to do good deeds, not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some, not smart some, but encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day of Christ's return approaching. Help us, Lord. Thank you for that word, sis. That fits fits perfectly to be encouraged in Christ in the days we live and all this wisdom and direction we need to take hold. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Philippians 2, 1 through 2. The caption for this word, very clear, Spirit through the Apostle Paul's pointing us to. Be like Christ. Not difficult. Three words. Command. Truth. Therefore, if there's any encouragement and comfort in Christ, as there certainly is abundance, if there is any colonization of love, if there's any fellowship that we share in the Spirit, so we got in Christ and we got in the Spirit, if there is any great depth of affection and compassion, make my joy complete. By being of the same mind, having the same love toward one another, knit together in spirit, intent on one purpose, and living a life that reflects your faith and spreads the gospel, the good news regarding salvation through faith like Christ. Sharing and comfort and encouraging one another as we see his day approaching to come and take us home to heaven. Amen. And here's this sharing the scripture where, you know, I had this word. To see his day approaching to come and take us home to heaven. As is a habit of some, but encourage one another all the more faithfully as they see the day of Christ. Return approaching. The Lord is saying something. Is anybody listening? I pray you are. He says, I'm coming. Hallelujah, I'm coming, glory to God. Colossians 4, 7 through 8. As to all my affairs, Tychius, who is much loved brother and faithful assistant, and fellow bondservant in the Lord will give you all the information. You see, it's being a humble servant, a much beloved brother, faithful assistant, fellow bondservant. And you know that means identifying with Christ. I have sent him to you for this very purpose. What is the purpose? That you may know how we are doing, and that he may encourage your heart. That's what Paul was sending this young man, or this faithful brother. I don't know. I'm sure he's probably younger, but he came to encourage the heart of the ones in Colossians. Why did Paul send this brother to them? That he may encourage their heart. Amen. So why does the Lord Jesus send us and give us ministry? To encourage in him. Amen. That's why. First Thessalonians 3:2. And so we sent Timothy, our brother and God's servant in spreading the good news of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you. Here it is again. He sent Timothy to share the good news of Christ to what? Strengthen and to encourage you, exhorting, comforting, establishing in regard to your faith. Amen to that, amen. Here again, Paul sent Timothy to do the same thing, just like Christ has chosen and sent all of us to others too, to do the same for such a time as we live. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 7. For this reason, brothers and sisters, during all our distress and suffering, we have been comforted and greatly encouraged about you because of your faith, your unwavering trust in God, placing yourself completely in his loving hands. Comforts us. This comforts us and motivates us. To even encourage us to keep going is your trust and faith in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. For such a time as this, as we are in the times and seasons of the Lord's return, this is going to happen. Let me get a drink or get started. We do not want you to be uninformed, believers, about those who are asleep in death, so that you will not grieve for them as the others do who have no hope because of this present life. Do you see why you need Jesus and why you need him? You need real hope. You see what it says here? So that you will not grieve for them of the others who do not have no hope beyond this present life. Beyond this present life. Because there is no life without Christ, the real life, eternal life. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, as in fact he did, and we know it, even so God, in the same way, by raising them from the dead, will bring with him those believers who have fallen asleep in Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you see what it means? You as a believer, there is nothing really called death. It's more called a doorway or that you are asleep. Because Jesus is a resurrection and life and greater than death. Whatever area it's at, physical or spiritual. Hallelujah. For we say this to you by the Lord's own word, that we who are still alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will in no way precede into his presence those believers who have fallen asleep in death. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven, oh hallelujah, with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the blast of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain on the earth will simultaneously be caught up, raptured, together with them, the resurrected ones, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. You know, I had a sister, and she was shared a testimony that I think it was her mother or friend, and she wants the one of the windows of her house, or it might be from her porch. Now, this ain't like a big city, small town. And across the street is a cemetery and the graveyard. And she wants to be out there sitting in her chair, a rocking chair, and watching that graveyard and knowing that when the dead in Christ rise, that she's next. Hallelujah, amen. He said, you see the dead rising, you know we're going home. I thought that was pretty powerful. That's pretty interesting. Sit there and go out there and look, see that grave and say, oh, yeah, we're next. All right, Lord, we're ready. Hallelujah. Amen. And then what does he say? This next verse takes away anything about people of the true living God, born-again believers in faith in Jesus are going into tribulation. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words. And what are these words? Concerning our reunion with believers who have died. So, when the ones are resurrected from the dead, we going with them. If we're alive and remain, and many as believe we are, we're going with them because that is the comfort. Therefore, comfort one another with these words about Jesus is coming and rescuing us. He's coming. He's not going to leave us here, and that will be a pit of darkness and hell and judgment and wrath for all who reject the Son of God and Savior. Not those who believe and trust him. No. He calls you precious. He calls you beloved. He gives you the blessed hope. He gives us hope. He gives us life. He gives us peace. Hallelujah. And the day of Christ will come, as she just read it, of Christ, to see the day of Christ's return. Talking about to the church, even the Jewish believer, Hebrew believers. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God, brothers and sisters. In Christ, this promise, this word of God is going to happen. It is going to be fulfilled. Hang on. Let us do what Paul told us to do, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, comfort, encourage one another with these words. Did he say to bait on it? Did he say don't believe it? Did he say try to figure out more? No. He said comfort and encourage one another with these words. What words? God's mighty word of truth and revelation revealed by the Spirit of the living God. And what he's saying to us in this time, be ready. You're prepared in Christ. He's coming. Look around the world. See what's going on. What do you sense in your spirit, inside, in your heart? Are you on the edge of your seat? Are you excited? I pray you are, because that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. Again, he says, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build up one another just as you're doing. And the word before that, that we are not set to face God, but what Christ has done, he did it at the cross, that we will not. And it's going back to encourage about the words of the rescue, the rapture, the catching away, the harpazo, whatever you want to call it, it's there. It's in God's word. It's coming to pass. Yes, we are to do this and not tear down or judge one another. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. We earnestly urge you, believers, admonish those who are out of line, the undisciplined, the unruly, the disorderly, encourage the timid who lack spiritual courage. Help the spiritually weak. Be very patient with everyone, always controlling your temper. Yes, let us do this, brothers and sisters, to help the weak or the tired and weary, to encourage them to look to Christ. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Preach. Preach the word, messenger. Be ready. when the time is right, even what it is, when it is not. Keep your sense of urgency. Whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome, correct those who err in doctrine or behavior, warn those who sin, exhort and encourage those who are growing towards spiritual maturity with inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching. To preach and teach and share the word of God empowered by the Holy Spirit. To exhort and encourage those who are growing toward spiritual maturity. With what, brothers and sisters? As in the days we are in right now. With inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching of the truth. How do you think, where does that come from? You think we can just lift it up in ourselves? Do you think we can push the flesh to do this? No. It is our new person. It is the Holy Spirit in us that helps us to be able to do this. And in this way, inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching of the truth. You don't face it alone. God will encourage you. He will strengthen you. He will renew you. He will refresh you. We depend upon him. Titus 1, verse 1. Salutation. Paul, a bondservant of God, an apostle, special messenger, personally chosen representative of Jesus Christ. For the faith of God's chosen ones, and to lead and encourage them to recognize and pursue the knowledge of the truth which leads to godliness. Amen. That we are doing the same thing as the Holy Spirit leads. Amen. Hebrews 6, verse 18. So that by the two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, in which it is possible for God to lie, we who have fled, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to him, for refuge, we have strong encouragement and indwelling strength to hold tightly to the hope set before us. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that awesome as God is answering the questions? We lift them up and saying, how can we do this? How can we be inexhaustible? And patient, faithful teaching. Because of this, we have strong encouragement and indwelling strength to hold tightly to the hope set before us because of the Holy Spirit. We who have come to him, have desperately fled to him, have, number one, refuge. You have refuge in the Lord. Amen? Number two, would have strong encouragement from him. Amen? Number three, indwelling strength, amen. And number four, hold tightly to him, amen. And number five, hope set before us and promise to us, amen. Grace, his wonderful eternal grace to us, amen. Hebrews 10, verse 24, let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and do good deeds. Amen? Amen, brothers and sisters. To love one another and to go do deeds for one another. Amen. Hebrews 13, verse 6. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid what man will do to me. Amen. Even for such a time as this, brothers and sisters, be encouraged. Amen. Hebrews 13, 21 through 22. Equip you with every good thing to carry out his will and strengthen you, making you complete and perfect as you ought to be, accomplishing in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I call you, brothers and sisters, listen patiently to the message of exhortation and encouragement, for I have written to you briefly. Number two, to do what for us, brothers and sisters? To equip us with every good thing. Amen? Number two, to carry out his will. Amen. Number three, to strengthen you. Amen. Making you complete and perfect as you ought to be. Amen. Accomplishing in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, what does all this say to us again? His grace. Amen. How serious is this about adding to the gospel of Christ? The true way to salvation and eternal life? Hear what John said, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Second John chapter 1, verse 10. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, the gospel of truth, God's word, but diminishes or adds to the doctrine of Christ, do not receive or welcome him into your house, or do not give him a greeting or any encouragement. Wow. Do not have anything to do with them. This is why God has raised so many online ministries, because so many of the so-called churches are doing this. So let us take heed to this truth and love. Amen. 2 John chapter 1, verse 11. For the one who gives him a greeting, who encourages him or wishes him success unwittingly, participates in his evil deed of misleading people with false doctrine, or saying what Christ, who he is, what he's done was not enough. God have mercy on him. God have mercy. Let us not do this either. Amen? Revelation 14, verse 12. Here is encouragement for the steadfast endurance of the saints, those who habitually keep his commandments and their faith in Jesus. You see, in the tribulation, it's changed. Those who habitually keep his commandments and their faith in Jesus, it is changed. For us, it was by grace. Now, of course, we're supposed to keep the commandments, but here, it's almost in the place they have to. Amen. Let us take heed to do this kind of godly encouragement for such a time as this. Amen. So praise God. We have learned that the Lord Jesus comforts and encourages us through his word through the Holy Spirit and each of us to others. We are to know even as we face, put this one. Hang on a second, brother, sister. I'm doing something. In these days that we live, that people need to know. Hallelujah. Okay, right there. All right. Oh, I put it the other way. Okay, there we go. So praise God. We have learned that the Lord Jesus comforts and encourages us through his word, through the Holy Spirit, and each of us to others. We are to know even as we face the sufferings of Christ by being a born-again believer, born-again follower of Christ, that he gives us more than enough comfort and encouragement to make it through, and that he is coming for us for such a time as this. Amen. So I say tonight and in the archive, all who are tired and weary, come to Jesus, who will comfort you and encourage you that you are not alone and you can make it, because he is the one who started a good work in you and he will finish it too. Amen. So I finish with these two powerful scriptures about God's encouragement for us. Colossians 2, verse 2. For my hope is that their hearts may be encouraged as they are knit together in unselfish love, so that they may have all the riches. All the riches that come from the full assurance of understanding the joy of salvation, resulting in a true and more intimate knowledge of the mystery of God, that is Christ. Yes. This is given to us through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and God's grace. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 16-17. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting comfort and encouragement and the good, well-founded hope of salvation by his grace, comfort and encourage and strengthen your hearts, keeping them steadfast and on course in every good work and word. What kind of encouragement has God given you through our glorious Savior Jesus Christ for such a time as this? Answer: everlasting comfort and encouragement. Amen forever. Amen forever. To even encourage you more, I speak Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. If I know there is peace within your presence, I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus to every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Amen. Beyond His power, Your name is healing. Your name is life. Hallelujah. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Amen. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Cause Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Amen. Hallelujah. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadow. Burn like the fire. Cause Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like the fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Show Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the street. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name. Jesus. Oh, help Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the street. Jesus in the dark knows over every enemy. Jesus to our family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Amen. Cause Your name is power, Your name is healing, Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Because I know there is peace within Your presence. I speak Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Name above all names. Come Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the street. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name. Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the street. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Count Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Name above all names, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Glory to the name above all names, Emmanuel. God is with us. Glorious King and Savior, our coming King and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. He brings encouragement and life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. And you know, brothers and sisters, what else? There's a better word. There's a better word about the Lord and who he is and all that he's done. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No better word. Ha ha! Glory to God! We know who he is and what he's done. Thank you, Jesus. Through blood, is healing every wound. Your blood is making all things new. Your blood speaks a better word. Amen. Your blood, the measure of my worth, your blood, more than I deserve, your blood speaks a better word, speaks a better word. It's singing out with life. Hallelujah. It's shouting down the line. Hallelujah. Oh, it echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Your blood, the robe of righteousness, your blood, my hope and my defense, your blood forever covers me. Oh, it forever covers me. It's singing out with life. It's shouting down the line. Hallelujah. It echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. It's calling out my name. Oh, it's breaking every chain. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Yes, yes, he does. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged what he has done and what he's doing. Hallelujah. It's rewriting my history. Praise God. It covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. Amen. It covers me with destiny. It's making things all right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, it covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. It covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's singing out with life. Amen. It's shouting down the line. Oh, it echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. It's calling out my name. It's breaking every chain. Hallelujah. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. With making all things right, the precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Hallelujah! Speaks a better word. Yes, he is. Making all things right right now. Making all things right right now. Reconciled. The blood of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. What truth. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And that we ask in the days we live, Holy Spirit, rest on us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit coming over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. So come down. Spirit, when you move, you make the heart pound. When you feel the room, you hear and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make the heart pound. When you feel the room, you hear and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Amen. Fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us up. Spirit was moving over the water. Come and move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit come move over us. Amen. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind come do it again. Open the gates let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, come do it again. Open the gates, let heaven on in. Amen. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. So come down. See, when you move, make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Feel us afresh. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. So come down. Spirit, when you move, make my heart pound. When you feel the groove, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Come down. Spirit in the move, make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I know and I know you will feel me. Amen. Come to meet us here. Hey. Baptize afresh tonight. Amen. Amen. Baptize afresh tonight. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Well, glory to God, brothers and sisters. I know we're finishing up a little early, and like I said, a little bit tired from all the ministering. Let's go ahead and sing this last song. And that we're praying for the prayer needs, and it prepares us for prayer, that in Jesus' name, as we, everything of all the music and all points to our Savior and who he is and what he does, what he's done in our life, he's doing and going to do. Everything about Christ is so important. And he makes us who we are, because none of us could ever meet any of the standards of Almighty God. We need our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that we come in his name. The only way things change in our lives and other people's lives is Christ. Call upon him. Pray. Cry out. Be desperate. Come to Jesus. Because it's all who he is
and that we come in his name. In Jesus' name, God of possible. Jesus over you. Amen. For hurting, sorrow, let my God move. I speak the name because it's all I can do. In desperation, I seek heaven, and I pray this for you. I pray for your healing, and that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory. I speak the name of authority, declaring blessings, every promise for to keep. I speak the name that no grave could ever hold. He is greater, he is stronger, he's a God of possible. I pray for your healing, and circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. What does he want for us to do? Come believe it. Come receive it. For the power of his spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. I pray for your healing, and that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, the restoration of faith. I pray that the dead would come alive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. He makes it all happen. He's able. Or he's the God of possible and not impossible. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we come in the name of Jesus with a prayer request, hallelujah, we have praise God testimony from Sister Nett and her family. Glory to God that the Lord is intervening. Hallelujah. We pray for Sister Nett about her insurance, and that has been resolved and straightened out in Jesus' name. We have been praying for Kim about the blood clot and to clear up, and she and the baby get to go home, and that they're doing well and they are healing in Jesus' name. We pray for God's guidance and wisdom and not man's solutions for the future of our fellowship here. For our fellowship here. All right, sis, we will pray for your stomach. Let me write that down. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Amen, sis. Amen. 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 Brother, that's right. In the name of Jesus. All right. Let's get back to the prayers we have. We're praying for praying against the spirit of poverty and ask for God's favor and blessings here in Dublin, Texas, and for the body of Christ here. Pray for God's people. Have hope and not doubt. That's very important. Be encouraged to have hope, the kind of hope that God gives is eternal. Pray for Brian and Shauna, for direction and open doors. In Jesus' name for that. We pray for Tim and his family for blessings and provision. These are brothers and sisters at our fellowship. We're praying for Pastor Vic. Don't listen to suggestions of the enemy. Don't listen to suggestions. Be careful about what suggestions come your way. Pray for the Holy Spirit to counsel in direction. Pray for the enemy to let go what belongs to God's people in Jesus' name. So we continue to pray for Sister Cole's friends, Sonia, Sarah, and Sophie, for salvation and healing. We pray for Aaron's kids to come close to family and Jesus. We pray for Chris to be healed. Bad big rut, big truck wreck. But if you hear about the wreck and everything, it's amazing what happened. How he was only has he's hurt knee and he's achy, but he's alive, and he made it through. This is our brother Anthony's son-in-law. Pray for, and we'll pray for Sister Nett's stomach to be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We get a drink and we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Learning to be specific about your prayers and knowing that all this, I believe, is in God's will and that it lines up what God wants for his children. And people are hurting, and people that are lost, people that are dying without Jesus. Oh, yeah, all this. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We praise you for tonight. We thank you, Lord, for all the encouragement from your word and your Holy Spirit moving and touching each one of us, that we're all involved with the scriptures that Sis Jeanette was putting up, with the words from Brother Andrew's heart and what you put on my heart and what we're seeing by your word and how powerful of confirmation of approaching day of you coming for us, that we humble ourselves and be who you called us to be a light and a witness and to be there for one another and show kindness and encouragement and not put people down or belittle them or anything. They get enough of that from the world. We're supposed to be there for one another as you encourage your disciples and all everybody else, Lord, the same, that we do the same. Father, we come and we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, and we thank you that you're interceding for us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, and we come before you and the request and the heart's cry and what you're doing. We're grateful for the testimony that strengthens our faith and boldness to believe that you really are who you are and what you can do and that you have done. So, Lord, in that, we ask in the name of Jesus, as it says in the book of James, that any time you need wisdom and guidance, go to God. Go to you, Lord. Go to you, Father. So we ask for prayer, I mean, for your guidance and wisdom, not man's solution, for the future of the fellowship here in Dublin, Texas, Calvary Fellowship, in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray against the spirit of poverty and ask for your favor, Lord, and blessing upon your people. And with that, Lord, we pray that God's people, the ones that believe and trust you, that are seeking you and walking your ways, have hope and not doubt, that they believe and not be faithless, but be who we are or know who we are in you, Lord Jesus, as the Spirit reveals to us, and to grow and mature and trust you and know it is true. Lord, we pray for Brian and Shauna for direction and open doors in Jesus' mighty name. Comfort them, lift them up, strengthen them, and provide for them, Lord. So many of our brothers and sisters struggling. Help them, Lord, overcome. Pray for Brother Tim and his family, for Sandra and their daughters, Kelsey and Faye. And we pray for blessing and favor and provision in the name of Jesus on their family, Lord. We pray for my pastor here, Pastor Vic, and don't that he listen to any suggestions when he gets down and the enemy tries to come in. But pray for counsel and guidance of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the enemy to let go what belongs to God's people and take away that spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray this is one of the most important prayers for Sonia and Sarah and Sophie for salvation and healing. And we pray for as they represent all of ones that we know and love, that are they right with God? Are they right with you, Lord Jesus? I pray they truly know you in the way that you have said, Father, only to believe in my Son, the Son of God, the Savior, Jesus Christ, and Yeshua, to Jewish friends, and to be born again by the Spirit is the only way to salvation and life. Everything else leads to destruction and eternal loss. We don't want any of them there, Lord. We want them with us. I pray they're with us if we fly away. Lord, we pray for Brother Anthony's son, Aaron's kid, in those years, you know, like teen years. We pray that they come close and want to be with family and Jesus. Lord, that is so important. We pray for Christ to be, we pray for Chris, sorry. We pray for Chris to be healed after this tremendous wreck in this big truck, and that you are with him and he's made it through and he has some injuries. And we pray for healing and renewing and strengthening in Chris, Lord, and bless his wife Anna and their children. Lord God, we pray for Sister Jeanette. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would settle her stomach and heal her stomach as you can, Lord, just by a word or your touch. Because everything you touch or speak, it is always good and better. We thank you for your healing hand, Lord. We thank you for each one of my brothers and sisters here at the Lord's Hour, and Brother Andrew and Sister Jeanette. Watch over, protect them. Bless them and their family, and I know that you have. And Lord, we just set this part of who we are in you now. That's what you give. That's who you are. You're totally opposite of the things of the world and the sin and curse and all that. But you be blessing and you bring favor and you bring peace and you bring hope. You bring renewing and say we can make it. Lord, we're very grateful for tonight. We pray that we are renewed and strengthened through the night and rest in you. We thank you for the authority and power of your name. And we pray, the Lord, for the power and authority of your shed blood over our dreams, our visions, and our sleep. Lord, we thank you for the mighty angels of God that are encamped around all of us. We thank you, Lord, you have put us in the places you have and let our light so shine. So many people in darkness that need to come to the light. As even, Lord, up there at the place we're doing the street tacos and praying, at least two people didn't even know what prayer was. They had no idea. It just startled them. What are you talking about? What are you doing? I pray you bring it to them that they know that you love them and that you want to hear from them, that man and woman. Lord, and one guy said that it's only, I'm good with one, and I'm going, you need prayer all day. I pray that people understand a relationship with you is very important. That is what leads. I mean, that brings us to salvation in life. It's knowing you, Lord, and who you are and what you have totally done.
to bring salvation and eternal life for all of us. I pray that many will receive and welcome and accept you, Lord Jesus, into their heart and life. I pray as many can before there will be a time when you say, it's time to get my bride in my church. But until that day, Lord, let us so shine. Let us lead people to you and that you can save them. We thank you for this night, Lord. We thank you for everything. We praise and honor you tonight. We humble ourselves. And in Jesus' name, we pray all these, lift all these prayer requests. And we pray that we will believe and receive. And we give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. Song 4:1. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou has enlarged me when I was in distress, and have mercy on me and hear my prayer. Amen. Amen, brother. Hallelujah. As word of God comes forth, as the Spirit's moving. Amen. Praise God. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. We're in this all together. Hallelujah. That we need each other for such a time as this. One of the most important things is to pray. The other thing is to support and encourage one another as we just read and as the message we shared. All right, I'm going to let Sister Nett come ahead already. I know it's a little early, but it's, a little tired here too, and we're going to let Sister Nett come and finish us up, and we'll give God all the glory and praise and pray for the ones that usually are here and they're not here and the others of the Lord's hour. We have a pretty big family. I was looking the other day. You know, brothers and sisters, we're almost at 1 million people that have come and listened or downloaded archives or messages from here since Brother Elvie was called back, I think, about 2012. We're almost near 1 million. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. Amen. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother.
Do you know that? I was looking and I was showing my brother Anthony what I do here, and I went into the studio and called the dashboard and gives all the information, and it gives all the numbers of people who have downloaded or listened. We're almost at 1 million.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Isn't that amazing? Numbers, but man, that's awesome that God has touched so many people through ministry like this and just so very few of us.
Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yeah,
thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, let me share this testimony. It's pretty cool, too. It's pretty simple, but we got a little time here tonight. Brother L.A. Mazzilli is always having testimonies of people that have been touched by the supernatural, that there is a spiritual realm. And it's,
Amen.
Here. And, well, there was a lady. She was down somewhere, I think, in South America. And some of the streets and stuff, there's a lot of kids, orphans, or kids out on the streets. And one day she was giving a few of them a lunch, a packed lunch. It was like a sandwich and chips and cookies. And she did. And then I guess those kids told other kids. So when she came out the next time, she's out there and surrounded by like 50 kids, okay? Well, this lady has no way enough packages of or the lunches that she gave those few kids in her backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So she just said, she just sit there and said, well, I'll give out what I can, and never opened the bag, and sis, she started taking out lunch after lunch after lunch after lunch after lunch until all the 50 kids had lunches.
Whoa, it's a miracle. Just like
the
5,000 that Jesus said.
Yes, 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 in this day. And then as she's walking away, she knows the backpack is empty, right? And as she's walking away, there's another young person that heard about the lunches and he wanted one. So without her without her opening the flap or looking or anything, she just reached in, and there was another lunch. And then she heard Jesus will not say no. And so she reached in again, and there was another lunch for that young man. And then L.A. was asking her about what they were, and he brought it to her that what it consists of, like a sandwich, chips, and cookies. And he asked the other question, mm-hmm. Is there any way that 50 lunches could fit in your backpack? She goes, no way. Jesus would not say no. He met
Amen.
Those kids,
yes.
And it was by faith. And she didn't even, she didn't speak. She just did. She just reached in the backpack and believing that God would provide. Isn't that amazing?
And he did.
That's powerful.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, it is. So God can provide for us, and he can, he can do whatever, our needs are in our life. So I figured I'd share with you share with y'all, you and Brother Andrew.
It's really,
it's
amazing. It's a miracle.
It is. All right, sis, I'm going to let you go ahead and sing this one. When we're called, rolled up yonder. Hallelujah. Up yonder. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Praise God. Magnified is a whole hymn too. So praise God.
Like, I always listen every morning when, like, Dave leaves for work. He leaves around 4:30, and I listen to. I go back to bed and listen to all this Rosemary Simons, and all. I listen to her songs. It's all hymns. Yeah, then
okay.
I fall asleep. Yeah, then that's when I get that idea. I'm gonna sing that song because I love it.
Amen. Amen. It's the same way when I hear songs or, even praise songs, whatever you sense when you hear them on the radio or something, you sense the,
that's true.
Then I need to share that. Others need to hear this. I mean, this is good. And it's amazing that God's all part of everything, of the message and songs, and he puts it all together, you know, without the Holy Spirit, it'd probably be pretty dead and dry. He brings living water in, sure. But and like I said, it's been lately we've been having some of the hymns coming up or bringing back the old songs is what some of the songs we started out in, when we came to Christ. Many of us around the 80s.
Yeah, those songs are full of Holy Spirit filled. It's anointing. You can feel it.
Yeah, in the verses, in the words, in the songs, they're really talking about the Lord coming for his church, taking his church.
Yeah, it seems like every hymn's like there's always the Lord coming, waiting for the Lord to come.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
They're excited. Yeah, amen, amen. All right, sis, well, praise God. Thank you for serving. Thank you, and bless you and your family.
Yes,
we're
well,
very grateful. What God's been doing in your family life, and we thank God for Brother Andrew, and we'll be praying for the ones that are not here and try to reach out to Sis Connie, make sure that she's okay.
Yes.
But anyway, thank God for all of you, and we send our love and prayers.
Yes,
and
we love you all.
We love
our brothers, sisters in church rooms, and just to run down you, brother. Okay, good
Amen.
Night.
Amen.
Have
good
a
night.
Good weekend.
Bless you.
Okay. Bless you too, Brother and Brother Andrew. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. Amen. Bless you too, Brother Andrew. Bless you. And we thank God for you and your family. And we thank God for our Savior who loves us all, right? All right. You have a great night. We say shalom and goodbye. Shalom and goodbye. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Why does it keep going, Lord? Come on. Season 14:99. That's Season 14:99.